Okay, start again. Here we go. V'yoyd klal lachar, we're learning myself the 7 parak hey, Mishnah Beis. V'yoyd klal lachar, we're going to be a shkos, ma'achar v'shua, we're calling Nisa hal, gabi z'arina that's kind of the Zav, afil dov v'sh'enim, v'ragil yoysa lov, afil dov v'amhar v'yachaytsim, b'ino l'bin a Zav. Anything that is supported by a Zav, halacha is tamay, kin mevur lehalon, v'chol shos of Nisa lov, if a Zav is sitting, is resting, is being supported by an object that's not meant to support him, except chutz min haroy lemishkav lemayshav sheim hazav nisa al davar haroy lemishkav lemayshav zav right who adin al davar haroy lemerkav haroy hu tamim midrash v'nasav tamah have adam a person also even though a person is not meant to support another person, maybe he is, that's tachat musa. The Musa's the person is meant to support the person. Shem Adam Noises Azov Khosman Shanoise Haray who's Avatumma Vlacha Shapirish Menu in the Ela Rishon Lutumma. He's only a Rishon Lutumma. Okay? That's the rule of while he's supporting the Zav, he's electricity. Right. Zav is Avatumma is different, but when he's Pirish, he's only a Rishon. Kate Sad, here we give examples. Etzboy shows of Tachas and Nidvach. If a finger of a Zav is underneath a Nidvach, is a chicken coop. No, Nidvach, I'm sorry, it's a row of bricks. Shura shalavonim, a row of bricks. Vehatohar milamalon al hanidvach. We have the finger of the Zav is underneath a row of bricks. And a tohar milamalon. So the Zav is supporting, he's holding a brick. And there's an object, I'm holding a brick in my fingers. And on top of the brick is food. It's food or clothing. Vehatohar milamalon al hanidvach. Vehareu kinisa gabi hazav. So it turns out now that the food on top of the brick is being supported by the Zav, and Nasa Av Hatoma, Metame, Harehu Nasa Av Hatoma, Metame Shnaim, Shu Oysa Rishon Lutoma. What does that mean? The Rishon Oysa Shein Bechulin, Upoysa Lechot. So that object becomes an Av Hatoma, which in turn can make a Rishon and a Sheini. So here's the case. I'm holding in my hand a brick. I'm holding a brick in my hand. And someone comes along and puts on top of the brick a sefer, puts a pot. Okay, I'm holding a brick. Someone puts a pot on top of the brick. Now, did I move the pot? No. Did I touch the pot? No, because the brick
is the one that moves.
The brick is not moving it. I'm sitting here, I'm holding a brick.
Yeah.
I'm doing nothing.
There happens to be a thing.
And now, and now someone else comes along and puts on top of the brick a pot. So, did I move the pot?
No.
Did I touch the pot? No.
No.
But right now, am I supporting the pot?
Yep.
Yes. So the pot becomes an av hatumah. What does it mean? So here's the beginning of some terminology. When something is an av hatumah, it has the koyach to bring forth two levels of tumah in this world. The pot, if it touches something, it makes that object into a rishon. And if that object touches something else, it makes the next object into a sheni. There is potential. Av hatuma has koyach to make two madregas. Mitame shnayim. That object that is being supported by a zav is an av hatuma. And to prove to you that it's an av hatuma, that object can make two levels of tuma. Anything that has that koyach is called an av hatuma. Shu oisa rishon lutuma. And the horishon oisa sheni b'chulin. And the rishon can make something into a sheni.
Right.
And a sheni can make a shlishi.
Correct.
When can it make something into a shlishi?
Correct.
Shuma can become a shlishi.
Right,
but not chul. The person like that sheni plays a shlishi b'tuma. Perish atam and atame. Kegoyin sheyorad min anidvach. Let's say sheyorad min anidvach. Or she see like azavis etzboy mitachas anidvach. So let's say sheyorad the object. The object was taken. The pot was taken off the row of bricks. These bricks. Or the Zav stopped carrying it. The Zav is no longer supporting the bricks. Okay, the Zav removed his hands. The Zav pulled his hand out. And now it came collapsing down.
Right.
So at this moment in time, the pot is no longer being supported by the weight of the Zav. Then, so now the pot is only a rishon. It's just like what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned that as long as the Zav is in contact, it's electricity. He's a conductor. If the Zav is in contact with an object, the Zav is touching a person. And the person is now touching food, touching kalim. as long as a person is in contact with the Zav, the person is a conductor. But now, when the person is no longer in contact with the Zav, or the object is no longer in contact with the Zav, is no longer a conductor.
There you go.
And then you fall down one level.
Correct.
So once the only time this pad is in the Avatoma is only while the Zav is supporting its weight. But because then the brick, and the brick is like a conductor, and the pot becomes an Avatoma. But once the Zav is pyresh and there's no longer the electricity, the current is no longer flowing, then the pot falls down one madrega, becomes a rishon.
Correct.
Now, what does it mean to be called a rishon in halacha? A rishon can only be metame one thing. A rishon can
Correct.
Make a sheni,
Correct.
And it can make a shlishi by truma. So it's one and not two. Poiselach and metame echad. Shlachash perish in ela rishon l'tuma v'yosu sheni b'chulim poiselach sheni poisel shlishi b'truma. Fine. That's it. That's the end of this halacha. Naya halacha. Let's say a tummy milam. Let's say the tummy is milamal. And let's say the tummy is above. Let's say the zav is being supported. The zav is on top of the row of bricks. The atar milamatan, and the tahar is below. He's on the bottom.
I feel that's even
if a person who's tahar is underneath. Harei hazav needs and zav needs. So the zav is being supported. There's a person that's holding a brick, and on top of the brick is a person. A zav is resting. So the zav is being supported by the power, at least even a partial power, of a person who is tahar. So mitame shnayim. No, a nidvach is something which it seems over here. Nidvach is meant to carry. Maybe that's a pshat, because a nidvach is meant to a tahar, a tamei milamalon. The tamei is milamalon. Em azohay milamala al nidvach v'atar milamatan barzim milamata. I feel that's by bilvanachas achas a nidvach. Hari azov nisa lo zov zing support by him. Mitame shnayim. The zol zach it says. Same thing as before. Okay, so that's what it says in the answer. That's Nisa. Let's just go back for 1 second. That's the case where the Zav is. The whole Shu Zav Nisa Olav is Tahar Legami Chutz Min Haroy LeMishka VeLeMoshav. So what it seems to be saying is that the Nidvach. I'm sorry, Vicha Adam. Vicha Adam. That was the exception. That's why, okay? So what do we do? If a Zav is supported, a Zav is being supported by an object,
right.
And the Zav is not in direct contact, he's not touching the object, what's that? What's the object? The object is Tahar. But what's the exception?
Yeah.
The exception is if the object that's supporting the Zav is either a Mishkav or a Moshav, or?
Right.
Or what? If an Adam, or a Mishkav of Moshav is supporting the weight of a Zav, then it becomes an Avatoma.
Right.
Only when they're still in contact, only when the pressure is there. You have over here, you have the Adam, you have the Hefsek, the Chitzitza, and the Zav is on top. So the Koyach of the Zav penetrates through the
Correct.
Brick to the person that's below, because since it's an Adam automatically becomes Tamei, an Avatoma, while the Zav is being supported by his weight.
Correct.
But let's say it's not a person that's supporting him. Let's say it's Stamazoi, it's a pot.
Correct.
Is a pot meant to support the weight of a Zav? No, so the pot remains tar. But if it's not a pot, it's a person, or it's a Moshav, Mishkav Moshav, or now he writes over here a Madaf. What's a Madaf? We learned something which is a lower level of Tum. We had it before in the Gemara before. Perish, perish, tar, minatoma, metam yachap, metam shlamsho paislacha, dina ki avatoma shasa rishon misheni v'chulim misheni paslachu. Perish, tar, minatoma, metam yachap paislacha. We did before, right? Next, ha oichlim v'hamashkin v'hamishka v'moshav hamadaf. What about food, drink, mishka v'moshav madaf? What's a madaf? Kol klish eni roilu mishka v'moshav kari v'misheni madaf. It's a very good vocabulary word. Okay, anything that's not roy, utensil. A utensil that's not royal mishul maishav, but is mishul maishav, karoy be mishul madav. It's not mekabel tuma milamalon.
What is
a madav? Is an object that's not roy, a kli that's not roy to be a mishkav maishav. It's a word. Madav is a vocabulary word which means that any object in the entire world that is not meant, it's not designed, it was not engineered, it was not created with the kavana that it should be a chair, a bed, a chariot to support a person. And it's not an Adam either. So this object, it depends. If it's going to be on top, it says in the previous, in the beginning of Mishnah Nisa, it's going to be Tomei. If it's below, it's tar.
Okay.
That's what it says. Kol kli she'ein a roi limit lushu v'shul koi lushu madach on the milman ala midvach. It's on top. It's where it's on the mitachav. Then, that's what we learn. Mitam and shnayim poslechad. That object becomes an avatoma. Avatoma. Roi mefarshim gosim kan mitam echad poslechad v'ul girsu v'nechad. That's the correct girsa. She'ein l'kumish v'otoma v'oysa she'ein v'chulin. Make the she'ein v'chulin. V'she'ein v'oysa shlishi. Why? Because v'chulin. Because food, we're saying here a new rule. Food, even when food is being carried by a zav, we do not make a food into an avatom. You see, another rule you have to remember, it's very beginning, very complicated.
Sure.
Very complicated.
Sure.
But food, if it's a food, if on top is a utensil, is a, if on top it's a utensil that's not a mishkav or moshav, or food, and the zav is below, and it's being supported, it's only a rishon. We do not say the rule. We do not say that the brick is a conductor, which makes it an av. We only say that by a person.
Correct.
Only if a person is being supported by a zav,
correct,
or a zav is supported by a person, do we say the person is an avatoma.
Right.
But if the thing that's being supported by the zav is food,
correct,
or drink, or a utensil that's not a mishkav and moishav, it only becomes a rishon l'tumah.
Right.
That's the correct girsa. The chayin pirush min atumah mitam echad. The bigger chiddush is a very near the chiddush. It's mamish.
Sure.
You have to really keep unbelievable. All the different rules. There's so many different rules. There's so many rules.
Right.
Listen, if they were your children, you knew you would be
Rabbi Shimon knew all this. Go ahead.
So everyone should know these in balpeh. The chayin pirush min atumah mitam echad paisul echad kumayshav v'yan l'el. And let's say perish min atumah matam echad pais lech. Let's say you perish min atumah. It's matam in echad pais lech moshe shabiran leil. Next atame milamalan like we learned before. Now what let's say it's below hamishkav moshe milamatan. Let's say it's below though. Let's say we have over here the hamishkav matam milamatan going shiroyv hazav al gabi hanidvach v'nimsa roiv hazav nisa hamishkav moshe matam och. But let's say we have a zav and the zav is being supporting a mishkav and a moishav. Mishkav and moishav is gold. It's mamish gold. Yeah?
Yep. Mishkav and moishav is gold. Go ahead.
The mishkav and moishav in the matin is going to shiroiv azov al agav and nidvach v'nim shiroiv azov nitzal al mishkav and moishav v'tam shnayim upos lechad shah mishkav and moishav nas and av atum av yosem rishon v'ein v'shem v'chulim v'shem v'pos al shlish v'chumah. And here's the bigger chiddush.
Wow.
Even when he's Pirish, wow, there's so many rules in this mishnah. It's so jam-packed. It's unbelievable. How many rules are over here?
Yeah.
Let's say it's Pirish, Ritam Shnai Vos Lachash, Shamish, Mosh, and Nisham, the Loyalam Avatoma, the Af Lachash, the Pirish. What about Oichlim, the Mashim, the Madam, the Mata, that's in the Tar. I bet you it's Tar. Hoy Hazov, Al, Hanidvach, Oichlim, the Mashim, the Madam, Tahirin Legamri, Kemoish, Shanid, El Shakol, Hazov, Nisa, Love, Tar, Chutz, Mishka, Mosh, Adam. Unbelievable. I've had this Mishnah a few times to really get all the halachas. So many halachas in this Mishnah. Gal involved in Mishnah. You're a hard Mishnah, you know? Look at this. No one
finished.
No, not. A lot of hard Mishnahs until you get to the end. Okay. So it's has this Mishnah. A lot of kolam. The oid klal achar amu. Kol hanisa al gabe hazav. Anything that is on top of a zav. Even though you're not in contact. There's a chatzit. He's not touching it. Nisa means he's supporting its weight without movement and without physical contact. What is the halacha?
What would be an example?
If I have, I tell you, I have a brick in my hand.
Yeah.
It gives me the little brick. Let's say I'm holding a brick in my hand. I really need the pictures for this. I'm holding a brick in my hand. I'm not moving. And someone comes and puts on top of the brick a pot. So
okay.
Did I move the pot? No. Did I move it?
Did you put it there? You mean?
I didn't put it there.
No.
Am I moving it? No. Is the pot moving because of me?
I guess not. I mean, if your hand moves, it moves.
Okay, but I'm not with my hand. My hand is still. Okay, my hand is still.
Yeah.
And what else? And am I making physical contact with it? No. So I am called Nisa.
Yeah.
I am supporting a
correct
brick, and the brick is supporting a pot.
Right.
So what is the halacha? Tahar.
Okay.
Anything that is being carried by a zav is tahar.
Yeah.
Is tahar. Kol hanis al gabi hazav is tahar.
Good.
No, I'm sorry, the other way around. I'm sorry, I made a terrible mistake.
Yeah,
fuck it. I'm sorry. Kol hanis al gabi hazav is tameh. What?
Clear, it's clear.
Clear. Kol hanis al gabi hazav is tameh. Anything I'm carrying my hazav is tameh. anything that a zav supports, anything that's the rule, anything that a zav supports,
even though I didn't move it or anything,
even though I did not move it, even though I did not physically touch it. It's tameh. It's tameh. Next case, but let's say it's pumfakert. Let's say the zav is being supported by something. The cholish azav nisa alav is tahar.
What is being supported by?
There's a pot, and between the pot there is a brick, and the zav is standing on the brick.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Pot, brick, zav.
Doesn't work.
What is halacha? What's the status of the pot? Tahar.
Yeah.
Okay, I have on the ground there's a pot.
Yeah, I hear.
There's a brick. And then there's the zav.
Tar.
I'm tar. The pot is tar.
Has tar.
Why? Oh, but the pot is supporting the weight.
Yeah.
It's supporting the weight. Because
yeah.
The pot is not meant to support the weight of a zav. That's why the pot is tar. But let's say instead of a pot, we would substitute a chair or a bed or a chariot or a person, a human being, and the zav. And then we put on top of that a brick. And then we put on top of that the zav. The zav is being supported now by a bed, a chair, a chariot, or a human being. What's the halacha? See that? Yesh kodolah b'shachas. Streets are paved with golden opportunities. Everywhere you look, you can do a chesed. The chol shazav niselav. Okay, the zav has been supported upon a tar. Chutz. Okay, we have over here on the bottom. What's on the bottom? A pot. Are you okay?
No, he's watching him.
What?
He's watching.
You have on the bottom a pot.
It's tar, so it's tar.
Brick.
He said that already.
Now, chutz, except for what? Chutz min aroy the mishkav of the moishav. Except something which is roy for a mishkav. Except on the very bottom is a mishkav, is a chair. As a bed of Moshav, there are three exceptions. And now we give all the examples. Ketzad. Okay, Ketzad. Don't worry about it. Ketzad. Ketzad. Hello?
He's having a hard time today.
Ketzad. Etz ba'oy shel zav tachas hanidvach. If the zav is below, the zav is below, hatar milamalon, and the tar is milamalon, what is halacha mitame? The object on top is automatically an avatoma, as long as they're still connected. Mitame shnayim upoisel echad. Perash, it's a rishon. Mitame yachod upoisel echad. Let's say it's the other way around. Hatame milamalon. The tame is milamalon, the tar is milamaton. Mitame shnayim. Whatever is below is a sheni, is an avatoma, which means shnayim plus lechon. We learn over here in the bottom, that's not the correct gears. The correct gears really should be mitame echad upoisel echad. Perash, also mitame echad upoisel echad. Let's say it's food. Oichel mashkim is oichel. Let's say below is the food. Oichel mashkim. Hamishka v'hamoishav v'hamadaf milamalon. Let's say on top. Is food, drink, or mishkan moishav amadaf milamalon? Mitame shnayim poisel echad. Perishum tam nechad poisel echad. Then mishkan moishav milamaton. Then mitame shnayim poisel echad. Perishum tam shnayim poisel echad. Even by mishkan moishav. Loichad amashkin amadaf milamaton to hoyin because they don't belong below. We have the chazus tomorrow.
Excellent.
Chazus tomorrow is a very hard mishnah, but I think at least we got laid out the foundation.
Wow.
At least we laid out the foundation for this mishnah.
How?